This is the second year Greek class of the Baptist Bible Seminary and Baptist Bible Institute, sponsored by the Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. And this is the second semester, the spring semester, 1983. The date is February the 24th. It's our fourth session. It's John, the Gospel of John, 11:49 through 12:21. Dana and Mandy Grammer, pages 205 to 211, paragraphs 185 to 190. The teacher, Dr. D.A. Waite, Director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey.
All right, let's begin with a word of prayer, shall we, as we open our class. Dear Lord, we thank you for thy grace to us in Christ. We thank you for thy word, which gives us a knowledge of thy plan of the eternal redemption, of salvation, of service for thee, of that which pleases thee. We thank you for our various families represented here in this room as we study this Greek. We pray that we may be leaders in our various areas for thee, as our Savior wants us to do our very best. So help us in this class, guide us by the Holy Spirit, and help us as we seek to understand the words of our Savior in John's Gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go on then to John 11, verse 49. Let's see. Bill, you want to take that one tonight for us? I'll play that over first, and you read, if you would, please, 11:49 to 12:21. Did I?
John 11:49. Hic de tis exalton, Caiaphas, archieros, on to eniautu ekinu, epen autois, humes, uk oidate uden. John?
All right, I guess it's right there, right in the middle of the comma, right?
Haste, step, tis, ex, alton, Caiaphas.
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 And apparently that umlaut, I would say Caiaphas, 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 Caiaphas. I guess that's how they indicate that that's a separate vowel. Caiaphas, Caiaphas. That's a strange, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Archivus.
Archivus, yes.
Eus. To. Eneautu.
Eneautu.
Eneautu. Ekenu. Apen. Alpois. Humais. Uf. Oidata. Uden.
Uden. All right, go ahead. Still with. What's that one say then? 49.
But anyone of them, or I guess but one of them.
Yeah, one of them, a certain one of them, huh?
Okay.
A certain one of them, see this. You know, a certain one. Okay, go ahead.
The chief priest?
Yes, high priest. Uh-huh. High priest or chief priest, yeah, either one, chief or high.
Okay.
You see, this own is the what? That's the participle of ame. That's the word participle being.
Being.
Ame. You see, I am, and this is being, the participle. Own, usa, on. Noun is the participle.
Being of that something.
Being that year, the high priest, being the high priest.
Of that year, okay.
The of that year, in that year, at that year. In other words, it's the genitive of time, see. Okay. In that year, during that year, probably, we'd say.
Said to them, me know nothing.
All right, that's right. You do not know anything, you know nothing. That's right. And of course, they have the double negative, uk, uden. You don't know nothing, in other words. Okay, any question or problem on that one?
Let's see
what verbs do we have there? I guess own is about the only one that we have particularly. Verb to be being, and oidata, of course, perfect active of oidata. All right, Ruth, go right ahead with verse 50, please.
11:50. Ude dialogis that parte sum fere hemi, hena heis anthropos apophane, huper tu lau, kai me holon to ethnos apolitai. John.
All right.
Uda Dilogisata Hoti Un Pere.
Pere, with a roll of yeah.
Hening Hina Hait Anthropos Apostane Super Tulau Kai Ne Holland for Ethnos of Apollitai.
Okay, Apollitai, hmm?
Neither do you consider that it is profitable for us that one man should die on behalf of the people and that the whole nation should not die.
Mm-hmm.
Be lost.
He lost the parish or...
is that God? I'm sorry.
No, perish in the sense of be lost, you know, should never perish. That's John 3:16. Mm-hmm. Should not perish to have everything like... Apalumi. All right. Thank you, Ruth. So, Lord, did this say as well?
That is the present. Look at it.
Our okay, of the dialogizamai. And Sumpere?
It's also the present.
Present of Sumpero. All right. And Apafane, of course, is the. But,
aorist subjunctive.
Aorist subjunctive. Apophnesis. It's a different form of what is the aorist. And then apoletai is what?
That's the aorist subjunctive also.
Also. How about alumi? And since you got alumi with two lambdas, and this is one lambda, that would be the aorist. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, any question on that? So notice that you pair substitutionary death of Christ in the place of the nation, but also for the benefit of the nation. You pair rather than anti. All right, any other questions, comments on that one?
That's Sumpero.
Yes, Sumpero.
Does that look like it means to bear together?
Yes, to bear together. It bears together with us. See, in other words, it helps us, it profits us. If somebody bears something together with you, it gives you a free ride, it assists you along that. Let's look that one up for more pictures.
Because it isn't the regular word for profitable, that would be putting in an O, isn't it?
Pardon me? Ophelo, you mean like prophet, like Ophelo? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a little different word there. If we guess page 384, Sunoiso is the future to bring together, to collect, Sunfero, bring together literally, to conduce to for the benefit of anyone, to be profitable, advantageous, and to suit best, to be appropriate for good or benefit. So, to bring together. Bearing up is also, of course, para means to carry or to bring, and so something that that brings you betterment and good. So that's the meaning of profitable help. Any other comments or questions on that? 50? All right, the whole nation. See, this is one dying for all, a whole nation. That's really a prophetic picture, isn't it, of the death of Christ. 51, Bill. John 11:51.
John 11:51. Tuto de af hel tu uk epen. Allah archigeros on tu enial tu ekenu pro ephetelsen hoti emelen hoiesus apothelis gain huber tu ethnus. John?
But this one of himself did not say.
Mm-hmm. He did not say of himself, from himself.
But
this one or he or the form of the latter.
But the high priest being of that year.
Of being the high priest of that year or for that year.
Mm-hmm.
Thami. See, Thami is to say or to speak. Prof is before. Spoke beforehand or foretold or prophesied. It was a prophesy. Thami is the exact word.
Okay. That Jesus
It was about to do something. Mello was about to do something.
Okay. Was about to die in place of the nation.
Mm-hmm. All right, that ends that verse, I believe. And that prophetia sin is what tense there goes.
Which one?
That prophetia sin. I should say pro f faith or something. Got different texts for the different.
The errors?
That's errors, yeah. Mm-hmm. Prophetelo. The sigma on the end gives us errors. Mm-hmm. MLM is imperfect of mellow. Same root to the two lambas, so. That he was about to, see, he was to continuously about it, sort of an iterative sense, continuous action. Apophnes came, is of course there, or present infinitive rather, apophnes spoke. Any question on that? Here again, you pair in place of the people, and that's exactly what it is. For our sins, he died for us. They didn't recognize it though, did they? Any other comments on that question? All right, Ruth, next verse, please.
11:52. Kaiu huper tu etnus monon al hinakai ta tekna tu theu ta dies corpus mena synagoge eth hen jot.
And not on behalf of the nation alone, but also in order that the children of God, the ones being scattered, the ones who were scattered, should be gathered together into one.
All right. So here again, who prayer is used the third time, isn't it? In behalf of Deus Corpus Meni is what it is.
That's a
participle.
Is that
error? That would be a perfect, see?
Perfect. Oh, have been scattered.
Have been scattered and still scattered. Deus Corpizzo. Okay. And Sinagi. Agagi, I mean. Sinagagi. Subjunctive, and what the sense would that be?
Well,
it would be sunago, you see. But here you've got sunagage.
That's perfect.
Well, it looks like perfect, but it is an error. See, an agagon happens to be the second perfect. The agagon is one of those reduplications. Huh?
No stigma.
No, that's right. It looks like it's the second error. See, agagon, and so agage, and the second errors are non-stigmatic. So it doesn't give that thing. You know, like elipon for lapo. The elipon and those on in the second areas. You don't have any sigma. It's non-sigmatic. So those are hard to detect, especially when you have reduplication. You expect it to be a perfect. All right. So he wanted to die for the nation and to all the children of God might be, that were scattered abroad might be gathered back also.
Is Caiaphas here speaking, especially in verse 51, he's saying that he knew of Jesus' prophecy that he would die?
Well, no, you see, he prophesied himself being high priest. It wasn't that he knew of Jesus' prophecy, but see, Caiaphas himself prophesied. The
Ephetosan. You mean involuntarily?
Yes. He prophesied, that's right there. Now, I don't think he had any inkling of himself particularly, but he had God's special gift of prophecy, at least at that time, and he didn't know what he was saying, maybe.
We don't have any indication that he was a saved man, do we?
No.
He's not.
That's right. But being the high priest, being a special servant of God, chosen to be the high priest that year, and he didn't do things that were right at the trial either. A lot of things that were wrong.
Balaam's
ass also, an animal, a dumb animal. Mm-hmm. So he uses various things. And I think this, God used the high priest, of whom the Lord Jesus is a type or antitype. The Lord Jesus is the antitype, the high priest is the type of Christ. Christ the antitype. To make this prophecy, which I think is quite interesting in Scripture. All right, any other comments on that?
Is prophecy always to mean something not known?
Well, I don't know.
Could this word also mean just make a statement?
Yes, make a statement.
I'm just wondering if
I think the word prophecy, preposition can mean in not only beforehand, spoke beforehand, prof, which is a good meaning for it, but also for someone, in behalf of someone, mm-hmm. and also forth, you know, spoke forth. That's the threefold meaning it has in our English language. I'm trying to look at these prepositions here, if I can find the page. I think I turned down the...
109.
What is it?
109,
okay. Okay, let's take a look at prof. Before, of course, is the root meaning, but before, prof, before, expression above all, well, prof, in that sense, it should usually be before, I guess. They don't give us that elasticity like we often think in English, in the Latin, pro.
I was wondering, because in verse 52, you know, he's very specific in saying that, you know, it's not just for the Jews.
Yes.
But that
all
is gathered together. All. That would be reference to even more prophetic things in the sense of the gathering together the Jews.
Yes, I would think so. That the scattered and gathered in one. The Jews and the Gentiles all in one. It's almost prophetic of the church being united and back together with Israel. Mm-hmm. You know, when the...
There's really a lot of prophecy there.
Yes, there is. So it had to be of the Lord. He didn't have any of that knowledge himself, just like the Old Testament prophets. As Second Peter says, they searched what manner of thing they were saying when they prophesied beforehand the death of Christ and the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow, say, in Second Peter. And they wrote this, and they looked at their writings and said, what is this? And I guess it's First Peter. We don't understand it, but the Lord used them to set down those prophetic utterances. All right, anything else on that? All right, 53 then, please.
On 11:53. Ab ekenes un tes emeras, suna duleus on top, hina apoktenos en auton.
All right.
Therefore, it's from that day.
Buleuomai is to take counsel and sue together with someone else.
Okay, they took counsel together in order to kill him.
All right, notice the word used for the Lord's death is apothnesco, but the one here, apokteno, is page 44 of the lexicon, is apopos keno, to kill, to destroy, to annihilate, to destroy a hostile principle, to kill by spiritual condemnation is a metaphorical use of it. So this is, they're out to murder, to kill, to slaughter, to slay, and not just to have him die a natural death at all. All right, that's 53, and we point out to Abelos Santo, that would be what, tense, Bill.
Aorist?
That's aorist. You got your stigmatic, you got your F, augment, soon F, you see, soon F, mm-hmm. below something. And apokatenos in would be what it felt. What tense would that be?
Is it present?
All right, present of apokatenos in. That's subjunctive. They might mm-hmm. slay him, kill him, put him to death. Any other questions or comments on 53? All right, John 11:54.
John 11:54. Jesus un huceti parecia periepate entois judaeos. Alla apelten ecethen esten choran engus tes eremu es Ephraim legomenein polen. Cace deetrebet meta ton mateton autu.
All right.
Then Jesus no more is walking freely in Judea. But
is walking or was walking. The F for the epsilon augments is F pateo. So that would be your imperfect, okay?
He was walking freely in Judea, but he went away from there into the countryside near the desert, into a city called Ephraim, and there passed time with his disciples.
All right. Parayapate, as we said before.
Imperfect.
Parayapateo, parayapateo. And apelten.
Yeah.
Eris of apertamai, legomene.
I can ask you about that into the city called Ephraim. How come it's so backwards? There's that Ephraim and then called city, isn't it?
Into Ephraim, sort of like an afterthought. Ephraim city, which was called city.
Marsical?
It is strange. Yeah, legomene. Yeah, that's right. It's the present middle, see,
which is
called, or which calls itself the city, Ephraim. That Ephraim city, into Ephraim, you see, it's into a city, Ephraim called. So really, it's Ace Paulin into a city called Ephraim, which calls itself Ephraim. See, they got it all inverted, but that's the order of my times. All right, and then Amenen is what? Amenen. Do we have that? They got this different text together. We've got Dietribe as well. Dietribo, you see, is the present. Now, obviously, it's Dieth. Imperfect, or aorist. Or imperfect, you see, Dietribo. I would say diatribo, it would be imperfect. Yes, imperfect, you're correct. Otherwise, you'd have a different form of that verb. Diatribu is the present. Let me just look that up just to be sure. The diatribu is the present, diatribu, and the diatribu would be imperfect. I think it has a first aorist, diatripsa, see, would be your aorist. Let me see if I get this. Diatribo, yes. All right. Diatripsas is the aorist. Let's see, aorist part of it. Diatribo, I still can't find the exact form here. I'm looking at a D. All right. Different page there. Yes. I was wrong. I was very perfectly wrong. It's the second aorist form. See, that's why it's the F tribe. See, it's well, second aorist and the first aorist form, apparently. The F tribe. Got all the earmarks of being imperfect. Because you have the same root as the present, the F tribe, yet they call it the second aorist. The F tribon, the second aorist form. Much like a imperfect, because it's got a first aorist form. Apparently, this verb has first aorist and second aorist. All right, any other question on that one there? All right, that was 53, was it? Or 54, was it? All right, Bill, 55 then.
John, 11:55. Ein de engus, to pasca, tun judaion. Kai anebesan poloi eis Jerusalema ectes choras pro tu pascha. Hena hagnisosin heltus, John.
But he was near.
He was just the Passover was near. He saw pascha as
okay,
the subject,
okay.
And ein is the verb.
Mm-hmm. But the Passover was near.
Passover the Jews. Yeah.
Passover the Jews was near. And what's Poloi? Is that the...
Pardon me?
Poloi?
Oh, Poloi, many.
Many, okay.
Poloi.
And...
Poloi, the many.
Many...
The multitude, yeah. Anabesan from Anabino. Bino is to step, and Ana is up. Step up to go up. And Anabesan is your second aorist of Anabino. No, it's not second aorist, it's first aorist. Anabesan. That's second aorist. They say it's second aorist. I guess it is. It's a sigmatic second aorist. That's it. It's got a sigma, therefore, it's a second aorist, a first aorist, but it's got a unending. And so it's secondary sending. All right, they call it secondary.
And many went up into Jerusalem out of, what's that quote?
Out of the country.
Country. Near the Passover.
The Passover, near the...
Near, let's see,
before, not near, but pro is
okay.
Before.
Before.
There is that literal meaning of before, and it's pro, like pro, the prophecy, before the Passover.
In order that
Hagnis was in Hagiadzo or Hagnidzo, I guess it is Hagnidzo.
Okay.
I made holy Hagias, holy sanctify
to sanctify themselves,
purify, right? And then Ain is what? Ain.
Pierced.
Just be imperfect. See, the verb to be Amy, Ain. And on that based on?
Imperfect.
Can be your aorist also. Sigma, see there. It's the aorist of Anabino. And Hagnitsosin is what it's called.
Present?
That would be aorist also. Hagnidzo, you see. Hagnidzo. Hagnidzo, Hagnissosin. So the Nissosin, Nisso, see that's the Nidzo, Sigma is an aorist indicator there.
How would they do that, Dr. Wade, to purify themselves? What would they do?
Well, I guess they have their washings and their ablutions and their sacrifices. You know, they have to wash, so on, to get ready. Like in the wilderness, if those men were unclean, they could not take the Passover in the first month. We read that a couple weeks ago. There were cleansing, there was offerings. They changed it in Moses' time in the wilderness to the second month, the 14th day of the month, instead of the first month, 14th day of the month, because these people, a lot of them were unclean. They'd either had death in their family or some type of uncleanness. But I think there were sacrifices. There, the Passover itself, the cleanliness of it. I don't recall.
It makes them eligible to take it.
That's right. That's right. I don't recall the place in Scripture where that purification is. It's probably Leviticus, the washings before the taking of Passover. But there were certain requirements. I suppose they had to bring a sin offering. And I suppose they may have had some free will offerings that they brought also, like the meal offering, peace offering, the burnt offering, a certain thing. I know at the Passover itself, they offered certain animals. That's in Numbers 28 and also Leviticus 23. I didn't bring my Bible with me. I looked it up.
You say that this had to be done first, doesn't it?
Yes, before the Passover. They had to be clean. That's why Pilate could not go to the Passover. He was unclean. I believe it makes mention of that. He had to wash his hands and so on. He didn't want anything to do with the blood of this just man, but I think he was unclean because he was something. And the Jews didn't want to go out there. The Jews who were waiting for that Passover did not want to take part in this trial because they would mingle with the Gentiles and with the Romans and they would defile themselves and therefore they wouldn't be ready for the Passover. There are certain rules of staying away from the Goyim, you know, the Gentiles and the nations and the pigs and the cattle and the Lord himself. So I think that's basically what it was. I wish I had my Bible to look at exactly up there as far as requirements, if they're given in Scripture. But this apparently was what they had to do, or they thought they had to do, even if it wasn't in Scripture. See, that's the point. They added a whole lot of things that were not in the Old Testament. They made the Word of God, as Jesus said, of no effect by their tradition. All right. Any other questions on that one? That was 55. To sanctify them. So that's all right. 56, please.
On 11:56. En zitun un toni sun. Kai elegon met alelon ento hiero. Heste cortes. τι δοκέ γυμή, ότι ου με έλθε εστέν ελθέν.
Then they were speaking of Jesus, and they were saying with one another, having stood in the temple, what does it seem to you that never he should come into the feast? He should never come to the feast? Is that right?
Oh, that's good, that he should never come ever strong negative. All right, that's 56. And Zaytun is what root? Is Zaytun?
Imperfect.
Imperfect, all right. Of Zaytao, Elegon.
Awesome.
Imperfect would let go. And Hestekotes.
That's perfect.
Perfect active participle of Histemi. Histemi, the Kappa gives it away, doesn't it?
The Kappa. When you translate it, doesn't sound right if you say having stood in the temple.
Yes, yeah, so you see, if we look at one of those types of imperfect, or perfect rather, that we discussed a week ago or 2 weeks ago in Dan and Maddie, it's the type that says that's something that has been done in the past. See, they have been standing. See, and that's took the stand, therefore they were there. They were in the temple, they were standing really in the temple, but they, having stood for a long time, they are still standing. So we can translate that to they were standing. Hmm?
They stood in the temple.
Yeah, see, that can be just simple stood in the past tense, even though it is the perfect. And that is the page 203 in our Dana and Maddie, intensive imperfect, consummate imperfect, dramatic imperfect. And just a vivid historical fact, I think, having gone out, he sold. See, or it says he has sold all that he had, but it's just simply a historical fact, dramatic error. It's almost like a dramatic error. It's very difficult. But the background is that, for instance, if a man has stood for a long time, you see, he's standing right now, but he has stood, and in other words, it gives a picture of his actions going there and how long he was there. So that would be the would be a good translation.
Sense of their having written that in the perfect convey that they were standing there for a long time talking this over.
Yeah, I think so. That's right. Instead of they just stood and we don't know how long it was, or they were standing, which is that means a continuous present and the past action. They were standing, for some time, but having stood, the results still remain under the present. They're still standing. They have stood. They took the stand many hours ago or minutes ago, but now they're still there. That's a good idea, I think, of that perfect. Any other questions or comments on that one? Hestekos, Dokane is what there is. Hestekotes.
That's
present. Present active infinitive of Dokao. An impersonal verb, it seems to you, does it seem to you, so elthe is what it is. Second subjunctive error from my heart. One lambda from Elphon. Are any other questions on that one? All right, Bill 57 then, please.
John 11:57. De doke san de kai hoi archigeres, kai hoi farisaioi, entolain, hena eantis. Gno, pu esti, menuse, apos, piastos in auton.
All right.
But the chief priests and the Pharisees had given.
That's the two perfect. Kappa is the perfect, and epsilon iota is two perfect, the K. Indicated. Go ahead.
And given a commandment that that if even or
if try if anyone
if anyone
from Gnosko.
Oh, anyone knows
or might know
where he is. Was a may you say?
And I wish that he should show, he should manifest it, he should make it known. May new.
He should
declare it or tell it or show. Hapos is the same as henna. In order that, hapos, henna.
Piasso seed.
At the seas or the tape.
Okay, they might Yadzo. Seize him.
All right. The doketan is what?
Pluperfect was it, or?
That's the pluperfect, right. The kappa, epsilon, iota is an indicator of that. And the gno is what? Gno.
Present tense?
That could be present. The ginosko. The ginosko is the whole root. Be ginosko, ginoske. But it's the gno is the simple aorist because it's the aorist subjunctive. That name I know. That he might know, rather. Third singular. Estin is the me of the present. Menuse is what? That's the verb is menuo. Menuse. What would that be?
Aorist,
all right. Well, let me just check that verb. That's a. It might. Manual. Okay. Yes, page 269. Manual to disclose what is secret. See, that's what it is. To declare, to indicate. That's a. Unusual word, unused too often, I don't think, in Scripture. Disclose, reveal a secret. If they see him, oh no, then we might snatch him, piazza, take him, hold him. And piazza sin is what piazza sin.
Except present subjunctive?
That would be all the three errors, because you've got piazza, and piazza sin, piazza, that sigma is your. Aorist, the tip off first aorist, piazzo sin. Piazzo, the edzo, but piazzo sin, the sigma is the aorist. Any other questions on that? Trying to seize him and kill him. Jealous, weren't they? And various other things were true. All right, John 12, then, Ruth. There's no other comment or question on that?
The Gospel of John, chapter 12. John 12:1. Ha'un Jesus. Pro hex hemeron to Pascha, elfen est Bethania, hapu ein Lazarus, ha tethnekos, han egeren ek nekron.
Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, went into Bethany, where Lazarus was, the one who had died.
Mm-hmm. Having been dead,
whom he raised from among the dead ones.
All right. And so, Elfan is what?
Elfan is the heir.
Yes, Rechamai, all right. And Hatethnekos.
That's the perfect.
Yeah, that's probably a perfect past the present of having been dead. The having been dead one, I think. All right, let's see.
Is Ain imperfect or perfect?
Ain, yes. Ain imperfect, that's right. Ain, Lazarus.
Lazarus was being,
continuously was. He's been there quite a while. At his home there, apparently. Egeren. That's what.
Aorist.
Egero. Egero. No, but again, and there's no change of root, you see. It's just,
the only reason I
could be imperfect. It looks like imperfect.
It couldn't be imperfect because you wouldn't be raising somebody from the dead.
No, that's right. He raised from the dead just one time. Yeah, that's right. That's percents. But you know, the form, the same root as the present, egero, is the, you got the augment, it could be imperfect like that other one we saw. So you can't always tell. But that is the form of the error, so the, we know it from that point of view, but that's about all. All right, so he went to his friend's house, and many times we see in Scripture, he went to Bethany. As I understand it, it's just over the hill of the Mount of Olives. Jerusalem is here as you face it on the east gate, the side, the eastern gate, and looking west now, that's the eastern gate of the city. And down here is the Kidron Valley, up here is the Mount of Olives. That's where we were as we stayed in the Mount of Olives, that hotel, International Intercontinental Hotel. You look down there to the east, here's the valley up here, and I go up the hill, and just over the slope of Mount of Olives is Bethany, just a little bit over that hill. So it's about 2 miles down the Kidron Valley. It's not too far, and he just, imagine that's quite a walk, but we're used to that more than we are today. Went to Lazarus and Mary and Lazarus, Mary and Martha and Lazarus home quite often. All right, any other comments on that? Let me just be sure on the testing post there. Just to be sure, I don't want to be wrong on that perfect passive participle. Testing post, what do we have there? Ethnic quotes, perfect participle, but apparently not passive. One having died, the having died one, apparently, from Nespo. Not passive. All right, that's what I was concerned about. The following form is tethamenos is a perfect passive participle from trepho. That's a different word, though. But technicos, it's not passive, it's just an active, perfect active participle. I'm glad I looked that up. The having died one, right? The one having died, rather than having been dead, the one having died. All right, next verse, please, Bill.
John 12:2. Epoisan un auto dignon eke, kai he Martha die kone, hoder Lazarus heis ein ton sun anake menon auto.
Right. Therefore, for them, he.
Not he, but you see, it's the third plural. The whole son. See, they.
They made.
Mm-hmm. Well, they made.
They made him.
Dignon, the supper.
Made him supper there. And Martha
diaconeo is the word.
She was
remember diaconeo. Yeah. Does that prove that she was a female deacon? They're deaconess.
Yeah.
A lot of people say every time they have a word, no, that's a regular word for service. It doesn't imply any office type thing, but some people look at all those deacon words and diaconeo words, and every time a woman is serving, she has to be a deaconess, and therefore the justification for deaconess is to apply that school of thought.
And she, I guess, served.
Yeah, all right, she was serving, all right? That's the end of that verse, is it?
No.
Is it?
No, sorry, yeah, okay. Lazarus was.
It's awfully hard to read that smooth breathing, rough breathing, isn't it? On the ain.
Oh, ain okay.
Or hain.
Okay, okay.
But the context is was one case.
Was one of the ones who jumped.
Sunakimai, I mean, Anakimai. To lie down, so ones who were lying down with him or reclining with him. See, at the supper they did lie down, and on the elbow they ate. All right, anything else on that one? I guess you got that translation. Poiesan, first error is to poiao, diakone, imperfect of diakoneo, diakone. Let me see here, where we got. Is that the form we have here? Let's see. Diakone, yes. And then sunamakemenon is the present middle participle of anakema, or soon anakema. Any other questions on that? All right, then, verse 3, Ruth.
John 12:3. Hey, un Maria, labusa litran miru nadu. This the case. How do you kill Elisabeth to podas to Yesu? Kai ex emaxet tais frixen autes to podas autu.
All right. Not the end?
Heide oikia, et ple rose, et keis os veis, ti miru.
Then Mary took a pound,
having taken a liter, a pound, I guess that's the measure.
Of, pure. Is it expensive or very
costly? Yeah, great price. Probably Timo.
That's the oh, great price.
Uh-huh.
And anointed the feet of Jesus, or is that the foot?
The feet, plural, two
feet. The feet of Jesus. Pardon. And wiped his feet with her hair. Mm-hmm. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment.
All right. Of the myrrh, he brought one of the gifts of the wise men, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Spoke of his death. That's what they anointed people with before they died, or after they died, really. I should say after. This is very unusual, it was before. So, verse 3, labusa is what, we don't have too much time. Let me take that as a aorist. Active participle, feminine participle, going with the Martha there, or Mary, I should say, from Lambano, Elefen, first aorist of Alepho, Alepho to anoint, ex Emaxen, first aorist of Emaso, Emaso with two sigmas, ex Amasen with Axen, ex C is with a sigma, that gives you the aorist play, Renan Eple Rofe, passive of plero'o, to be filled. First aorist passive, porothe theta eta gives the first aorist passive indication there. It was completely full of the fragrance and the smell of the ointment and the myrrh. Any question on that? That certainly was a very strange to our way of thinking, way of doing, was it? But she gave the very best she could to afford to anoint the body of her Savior is a great great thing. Sacrificial giving, isn't it? Any other questions that come into that? Bill 4, please.
John 12:4. Lege un heis ecton mateton autu Judas Simonas Iscariotes homelon auton paradidonai. John?
That's it, okay.
Then he said
these are like a historical presence. He says literally as we look at it back as he says it, but says he says
okay,
it's case ecton mateton out to like
one of his disciples.
No, not two ones. He hastes. That's the subtle.
Oh,
haste. This is not ace. It's very hard to read, but that would be haste. You know, that's a rough reading, which is different from ace.
One.
Hmm?
This said one of his disciples.
That's right. One of his disciples then said, or then said one of the after.
Okay. Judas
of Simon. So you got the genitive. Simonos.
Okay.
Iscariotes. Again, genitive. Of Simon Iscariot, the son I've understood, Simon Iscariot.
Okay.
The relative of?
The one remaining.
This is Melo, the same one, Melo, to be about to do something.
Oh, okay.
On the verge of things.
Menos.
Menos to abide. You have to abide.
Right. The one. What do you say?
About to do something.
The one about to gift to them?
Para, yeah, a gift to them, but in this case, para didomi is to betray, to okay. give over.
Give
him over, that's for to betray.
Okay, that's right.
Is that the end of that verse? Okay. No, he said something. That keep going, isn't it? No, is that the end?
I thought it was before anyway.
Is this five? Are we on?
Four.
Did I go farther than that?
No, that's it. That's stuff right there.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He didn't ask you to ask the question. All right. That's four. Legge, melon, the present active of melo. Paradidonai is present active of paradidomi. He was about to give him over, betray. All right. Any questions for him? Let's take the next one on the roof. He was angry at this waste of the myrrh, expensive spikenard.
12.5. Diati tuto tamiron uc et prate griscosion denario cae edate trocois. John?
All right.
5 was this ointment not sold for, is that 30?
Yes.
30 denarii?
Mm-hmm, denarii.
And given to the poor.
All right. Yeah, other places to put it in the poor. But they said there's 300, I should say. 3 is 3, and Castilla is 100. So Castilla tree would be 300 denarii, or penny worth, or whatever the equivalent would be, dollars the value. All right. Eprate, edote. Eprate, first of all, what is that word? Well, it's to the, I guess, first air is passive. Eprate, see the theta eta? That's first air passive indication of peprasco, to sell. This, of course, peprasco has a different root, epra, it's a shortened root, pip, epra. Edote, first air is passive, indicative of didomi. There again, the theta eta. It might be sold and might be given to the poor. He always was looking out for the money.
At least the junk in the
yes. Mm-hmm. But it might be, the first of Prate. No, that's an indicative. Both these indicative. No. It looks like it's drunken, but the Ada without having that Yoda subscript would mean that it would not be said, right? Because the third singular would have to have the Yoda subscript. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it if you don't see it. Prate. But it's just the third singular, aorist indicative. All right, Phil, take the next one, please.
And 12.6. Eca de tuta, uch hoti peri tun trochon emelen auto, ala hoti kleptes e, kai ta glosokamon eche, kai ta balomona ebastadzen.
But he said this in order that
I know it's here is an heiress, Aphan. He said this fast. And yet a couple of verses up, Lege, he says it. You see? So apparently it's more graphic to say he says it, it's just a graphic, it's a present. This is an heiress, see? And yet we could translate both of them, he said. But, you know, he says, and here there's a definite error.
Kind of an aside.
Yes.
He's saying why he said it. Not
maybe so. It. Not an actual direct quotation. So that's probably right. Yes. So that's why the error rather than the other. All right, Bill?
Concerning not...
Well, he said this, but he said this, then say not. Because, a hoti here would be because.
Okay.
Peri tu tochon emelon hoto.
What's tochon?
Tochon, you mean like that? Tochon, that's the poor. Tochon, the poor ones. Not because it was a concern. The MLN is an impersonal verb like doke, it seems. Not that it was a concern to him concerning the poor ones. You see? Peri ton tokon. You understand that? Not because the four were ones were concerning him. Not that it was, the matter was a concern to him, it was concerning the poor.
Okay. But that...
We would say not that he cared about the poor. That's a good way to bring it up. But the MLN is third singular, and the auto, it was a care to him. That's why he got the auto and the locked-in instrumental data case. All right, Bill?
But...
And again, hoti is because in this case.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to check the context, whether hoti is that or because. Or just the hoti recitative, which is the next quotation mark almost. He said, quote, that. So, go ahead.
But because, what's that?
Kleptomaniac? He was a thief.
Oh. Because he was a thief.
All right.
And what's that?
That's the bag, the sack, glossa, of course, is the mouth or the tongue.
Eche.
He had, fifth echo. Because he had or he was having.
He had the bag and the
Babalamina, or is the simple neuter of balo, to throw. Or to cast that which has been cast, you see, into something. Tab balamina, that the things which are cast in to this bag, understood? Ebas taza. Pastazo, that's to carry. He carried, he was carrying, he was the proprietor of that. A pen is Lego Secondaris, the MLN, imperfect of Mello, not that it was continuously a care to him. And Echon, present, like the price of Echo, but we have the Eche, I don't think we have it. Eche, I guess, would be the Eche, probably the aorist or perfect. Let me see.
The word spelling of it, inserting that field in there.
Yes. Well, you see the form changes from echo. It wouldn't be a lengthened echo. So it seems like it might be a different root. Therefore, it would be heirs, but I'm not sure. It may be imperfect heirs. We'd have to toss up. Coin around, but the one or the other must be
imperfect.
Imperfect, right? I thought this was imperfect. Echo. Yeah, imperfect. Echon. Third person. Imperfect of echo. Echo.
He was having the bag.
Yes, he was having. Hmm? He was having the bag, and he carried a bastazo. Is imperfect also of bastardo. And balamina is the present passive participle. The things which were being thrown into it. They were being thrown in a present passive, continuous action passive that were being thrown. Not that were thrown, but were being thrown. Well, were thrown is all right. It's still passive. So he was
Does that mean that he carried the money, or does that mean that he took the money out of the bag for himself?
Well, the bag he was carrying, and the thing which he threw into he was carrying too, so really he was carrying both.
Does that mean that he was carrying it, or does that mean that he put his hand in there and took it out for himself?
Well, take a look. It was carrying or supporting or moving along.
It's redundant to say he was carrying the bag and then to say he was carrying the money, because the money is in the bag.
Yes, except a different meaning there, perhaps. The lift up, raise up, the bear, aloft, page 68, bastazzo. Take away or to remove, take up, to endure, remove, you see. Sustain, to bear with, tolerate, he tolerated it, he comprehended it. To lift up, to raise up, the bear aloft, it could be in the hands or about the person to carry, see. To carry as a message, but it could be take away or remove. Maybe he removed, you see. But mainly, I think he was carrying and lifting. Now, the other word for take up is what? He bore? I mean, what is the other verb in this context? So you mentioned, Ruth, there was another one there.
That which was passed into the bag, he passed that or whatever.
Yes, he carried that which was passed. That's right. That which was thrown into it. That's right. He was carrying that which was thrown into it, and he therefore had that in his possession continuously. He didn't leave it at home, didn't put it in his sock, didn't hide it under his mattress. He was carrying it. He took care of it. And so, that's it. Yeah, that which was thrown in. In other words, he was the treasurer for the group, wasn't he? And he had a way about money. And he probably was a good trustee.
It says the same things about him that it does about the hireling. Remember when it said Emelon, it was not a care to them about the
thief. Yeah, Emelon, yes.
And also
right.
They were a cleft taste.
Yeah, that's right. The thief cometh not but to steal. That's right. The thief and the robber, those that climb up some other way. John 10. Yeah, Judas is a good picture here. That's good. Same Greek words. That's a good statement there.
It's a funny way to put it. That's why I remembered it. It was not a care to them.
There was not a care to him. That's right. Anything else on 4? The thief, the one that carried that, those things, ta, neuter plural, which were thrown into the bag. All right, the question is, when he carries a bag with money in it, is he carrying the money or is he carrying the bag or is he doing both? See, the container or the contents. See, that's the thing. But if he takes out, that word also means take out and remove, you see, Ruth, which
it
does. See, there's where you get the thievery. See, he was a thief.
Yeah,
and it says he was taking out and removing. So you see that kleptase with the takeout provision there, the apostazo, would indicate that. All right, 7, I guess we're on now.
John 12:7. Epen un ho Jesus aphes autein. Estein emeran tu entafias mu tetereken auto.
All right.
Then Jesus said, permit her. Unto the day of my preparation for burial, she has kept it.
All right, she's kept it. Aphes is afiemi, aorist, I guess it is, afiemi, afes, short, yes, afes, the aorist imperative, suffer it, allow, permit it, let it go, let her go, I should say, and the, let's see, that's verse 7, yes, that's aorist imperative, afiemi, and terese is what they have, but we have a different one. Tetereikon. Perfect, isn't it? Perfect of tereo. To keep. She has kept it against the day of my burial, my burial, my burying. And that's, of course, myrrh was the anointing that the Lord had even before he died. Usually wait till after a person's dead and then anoint him, but Mary really believed his word that he was going to die and the third day was being raised again. But the disciples didn't believe it, did they? They said, oh, certainly this won't happen to thee. And so Peter said, as soon as the Lord announced to him, 3 days, I'll rise again and I'm going to go to Jerusalem and be delivered in the hands of the chief priests and the scribes and so on. He didn't believe it. Any other question or comment on that one? All right, next verse then, please.
John 12:8. Tus prochus gar pantote echete meth heoton emete u pantote echete.
All right.
For the poor always you have
you are having
you're having with you, but me.
Excuse me, that's present, isn't it? That's it. That's present, not the verb. You are having, yes, present in that.
But, me, you have not always.
You're not having always, okay. Ekete from the present of echo. Poor you have always, but me not. So she was anointing, she was doing something while he was still there living, rather than to wait until he was crucified, buried, and resurrected and ascended to the Father's right hand. As someone said it is better to have a little taffy here than a little epitaffy after a day. That's an interesting one, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
So that's what she was doing it ahead of time. All right, verse 9.
John 12:9. Egno un aquas polis, ecton iudaion, hoti eke esti, kai elthon, udia ton isun monon, al hina kai ton lazaron, idosi.
Is that the end of that? No.
Hon egeren, ek necron.
All right.
Then a great crowd of the Jews knew that he is there and came not because of Jesus or through, not because of?
Because of. Yeah, because of. Because, right.
Because of Jesus only, but in order that also they should see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead.
All right. That's verse 9. Egno, second aorist of Ginosko. Elthon, second aorist of Erchomai, Idosin, second aorist subjective of Horao. They didn't want to come for his sake alone, but they wanted to see Lazarus, didn't they? Any other question or comment on 9? All right, 10, please.
John 12:10. Ebuleusantoth de hoi achihieres, hina kai ton Lazaron apoktenosin. John 12.
What is
Buleomai is to have counsel. It's like thelo is to wish, and bulomai is also to wish or to want or to counsel, I guess it should say.
Okay. But the chief priest counseled in order that
took counsel and they plotted, I guess you might even say. How that, let's see, verse 9?
Yeah, 10.
10, yes.
Let's see. But the chief priests counseled.
See, it's in order that.
In order that. They might kill Lazarus.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's terrible, isn't it?
It is.
He died once.
Double jeopardy, right?
I thought I was reading wrong.
And he died again, didn't he? But yet, not this time. He didn't want to die. Yeah, that's something. And the reason is following, isn't it? Yeah, let's see. That's 10, wasn't it? That Buleo Santo, aorist middle, indicative of Buleo. Yeah. Apoktenos and present subjunctive. That they might continue to put him, they want to do him in, didn't they? Like they want to do the Lord Jesus in. All right, next verse, please.
11. Hati poloi diauton, hupegon, ton iudaion, kai epistewon, eis ton Jesun.
All right.
Because many of the Jews went away because of him.
Mm-hmm. Be out of him, that's right.
And we're believing on Jesus.
All right. They were going off, who beg on the imperfect of hupago. So they were going on, they were going off, and episteon, also the imperfect of pisteo. So he was exhibit A of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to be the resurrection of life. They had to do him and kill him also. Any other comments or questions on that one? All right, next one, please.
John 12:12. Te epaurion achlos polis ha elphon estein helkein akusantes hoti erchetai ha Jesus est hieros solima. John.
Yeah, that's the end, okay.
It's
on the morrow. The next day.
On the morrow, a much crowd, big crowd, coming.
Having come or having assembled to pass, you know.
Coming.
Being the air's personal.
into the
obtain the feast.
Okay, into the feast. Knowing that Jesus was coming.
Akusantes, not knowing, but hearing.
Oh,
that,
yes, I know. Hearing that Jesus was coming or comes into Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, all right. The phone is the aorist participle of Erechamai.
Okay, how come that's not in the book?
Which one?
Elphon.
Oh, it isn't?
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Well, I guess Elphon is, but Elphon isn't.
No, it's
Elphon.
Is it because of the...
It's being a participle, maybe.
But it's Elpho. That would be... Elphon. The noon would be...
Elphon. I didn't realize it wasn't in the book. Fine. Of course, Elphon is the aorist form there, and Elphon... They perhaps left that out.
Elpho is there, but that's first person singular, aorist, subjunctive.
Yeah, subjunctive, you're right. You're right. No, it's not there. I don't know why that is, Ruth. Elphon. Elphon is there, but not the Elphon. Elphon is the nominative neuter participle, second aorist, the very command. Elphonta.
Elphonta.
No, as far as I know, that's the same thing they've got in the West Garden Horn type text. I just left that off somehow. That was verse 10, was it?
Move on you.
What? No. what verse was that?
That was 12.
12. More. Yeah. No, there's no dispute in the text. All right. Sorry about that, Ruth. It wasn't in it. Any questions further on 12? All right. 13.
On 12:13. Elevon ta baya ton phoinikon kai exelphon es tupantisen auto kai ekrazon hosana el logimenos ha erchomenos en analati kuriu ha basileus tu Israel.
They were taking the branches of the palms and were and came in to meet him and were crying, Hosanna, blessed is the one coming in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.
All right. Verse 13, Elabon, the heir, second heir of Lambano, they took there. And actually, it's the crowd took. Ex-Elthon, second heir of Ex-Erchamai, Ex-Kraugazon, imperfective Kraugazo. They were crying out, Eologimenos, perfect passive participle, Elogeo, and perfect passive participle, they blessed, the one who's having been blessed, you see, and therefore is blessed. Erchomenos, present middle participle of Erchomai, which is a deponent verb, so you can't stress the middle to it. So that was Palm Sunday, wasn't it? Strange that they wanted to kill him a couple of verses up, and now they're taking palms, all of them. Well, the people, if they had proper leadership, they probably wouldn't have crucified them, but the leaders just prodded them on, didn't they? Which means that they're just a bunch of sheep, those people. They just didn't have any minds of their own. They were just led, easily led. So
could have been that these were the true Christians, though, his true disciples.
Yes, could be. But they didn't have enough of them. And that crowd, when they were gathering around during the trial, or during the crucifixion, or during the trial, I guess it was, to stand up for him, did they? They were enough. They were led by their religious leaders, see? And the religious leaders and the civil leader, Pilate. Of course, Pilate said, I find nothing wrong with him. It was religious, the Pharisees, that stirred them up. And they didn't have a ballot vote, I'm sure. It was a voice vote, see? There was a big, loud, see? They just went around stirring them all up. People have a way of doing that today. That's why leadership is so important. It must be true to the Word of God. If it's not people, they'll follow anything. The people, it sort of makes you sick sometimes how people will follow certain things and not even have any questions in their mind about it. Not even so much of the thought, but between their ears. Could this be scriptural? Could this be wrong? Or what? It's strange. I call it the vacuum cleaner mentality. It just sucks up anything that's there. Regardless, whether nails or glass or food or dust or dirt, nothing. I I thought that Stan's not here, but I thought last evening we had this revival meeting over there with the Life Action Singers. It had a nice Baptist church. I went, of course, being permanent Wednesday night, I always go to church no matter what's there. But I know that Del Pfezenfeld is not a separatist. He believes that you should go anywhere you want to go. He go into modernist churches, liberal churches, in order to have revival meetings and so on. I think he had better training than that. He was Bob Jones' graduate and so on. But yet last night he said he opened up all barrels against the fundamentalists. Although he said, we who are fundamentalists. He claimed himself he was. But then he really was against their separation. He said, those who don't agree with you in separation, you're like the Pharisees. Those of you who don't agree with you on doctrine, see, doctrinal matters. His point was there are three things that are possible to have your things right on. One is knowing something in your doctrine and your theology. He knocked that all apart. He likes a Pharisee. Actions, be right actions. You see, doing something, I think that's what it is. But being something, see, you think the being, what your character, what you are. But the scriptures over and over say we've got to know some things and believe some things. And he was all for glossing over people of different faiths, and he named denominations, Baptist, Presbyterian, in heaven they won't have Baptist, Presbyterian, Congregationalists, Lutherans, Catholics, even included Catholics. He slapped them all together, said, we're going to, it's all, my wife has got one of these headaches here that she gets, and she thinks that she differs so much with this guy, she said, I'm getting one of my church headaches, and so on. But this is too bad, see. Because he really knocked the fundamentalists. He said the fundamentalists are just like the Pharisees. And if Jesus were coming today, the fundamentalists would crucify him. Absolutely foreign to the scriptures and the word of God. But he was so hateful, see, to fundamentalism. And he said, you people, and so on, he said, even in the Baptists, right in there. Pastor Payton prayed at the end. I haven't talked to Pastor Payton about this after, but he prayed, Lord, give us sound, good, solid doctrine. Give us good actions in life, as well as give us good personality with a balance. I mean, it's one thing to say, let's have all three of these in focus, but he knocked the first two about actions and doing things and knowing things in theology and stressed the being and the beatitudes. And, you know, well, anyway.
Is he associated with the church or anything? Or is
young man, and he's got a huge outfit, apparently. He comes with a big truck van or van trailer. I mean, a tractor trailer. Is that a tractor trailer? Yeah, a big trailer. Plus a whole lot of other equipment and a lot of computers. He brings his whole office with him. So on a staff of 10 or 12 or 17 young people singing, and charges the high school kids $15 today and tomorrow, the Baptist High apiece. And they're about 280 or whatever the number is. I figured up $4,200 just for the kids alone, just for the seminars, 2-day seminar, which is quite a bit, $15 for. So he, I don't know how the overall picture, but I feel that he's a cult of some sort. In that, although many in our church, I mean, I probably in the great minority in that, but he didn't mention the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ once, this revival type thing. It wasn't the cross, it wasn't Calvary, it wasn't anything along those lines. He just says, you've got to be better, you've got to renew yourself, you've got to have the Christ life in you, and so on. But the how of it, see, never mentioned once, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday. I just went to those three. I haven't been Monday, Tuesday, or tonight. He never mentioned reading the scriptures and knowing and let them be a part of you. How to do this? But he had all sorts of people going to the prayer room and getting right with themselves and giving testimonies. But will it last? See, that's my point. There's nothing intellectually as far as the mind and in the heart and the body. What can we do day by day? You know, our feelings. You can't go on feelings. That's my problem with the whole situation. And he dragged the thing on. I tell you, he finished preaching in 1 hour and 7 minutes. And my wife said he kept the invitation going till 2 hours and 17 minutes. Wow. 1 hour and 10 minutes of invitation. I mean, obviously, it's the people, somebody's going to respond if that long. So it's just, but how long will it last? That's my point. And the thing I don't like is because I know his stand and position on separation is not that of fundamentalism. And he's with Billy, with Jerry Falwell's whole group, you know, that whole situation. So I just, I'm going, if I don't say much against it, I'm talking to the class, but we're getting on the Pharisees here. But the Pharisees added to the Word of God. See, fundamentalists can have doctrine that's sound, they can have actions that are sound, they can have a person that's sound. You don't have to just throw them all out and say that they're all bad. See, I don't get the point, see. And then he says that they're critical and so on and so forth, and they're judgmental and different things, and the walking after the flesh, and they're like the Pharisees. And some fundamentalists that are stressing either theology and doctrine and beliefs or actions. But there's all the scriptures that are loaded with actions and non-actions that he says, do this and do that. And also you shall know the doctrine. If any man will know my will, he'll know the doctrine, whether it be of me or I speak of my Father. So anyway, there are a number of questionable things. He was certainly talk about criticism. He was criticizing the fundamental stuff points. Talk about being critical. Yeah. So anyway, it just depends on he almost sounded as if the Lord Jesus Christ never leveled a finger of criticism against anybody while he was here. Pharisees, look what he called them, see. But you see, their heart was far from them. That's true, but their doctrines were far from them too, because he'd added to the Word of God, see. But to say that the fundamentalists would have crucified Christ, if he came again, that's making me so incensed. I just don't, I ought to go up and shake the young brat. He's only in his 30s, I would say, or 20, late 20s, I'd say in his 30s. But I mean, he just, I can't say anything. Many people are affected, you know. Here, what are you going to say? How can you speak against success? There's no way to know.
If it is success,
see, that's the thing. A week down the way, a month down the way, a year down the way, what about these folk? You can stir up a superficial emotion. Anybody can do that. But there's a sign in Pastor Bob Rogers' kitchen by Mrs. Barbara Rogers Purnell, who married George Purnell, see, but she was a Rogers before, which we always laughed about. Loving don't last, cooking do. Something like that, see. Kisses don't last, and cooking, in other words, just something substantial to go along with just the frilly emotional romantic, which is very good to have, emotional and romantic love, don't get me wrong, but that was that science. Cooking is something substantial. And so this, superficial doesn't last, but the substantial, the food of the Word of God.
Was he a singing group?
They got a whole bunch of singers, yeah. They got grocery boys, and he preached, young people. Now they're, about the family and different things that they're talking about. It's sort of like a Gothard approach, It's a whole, in fact, they have one of the team members get up and gave his testimony last evening, and he talking about his authorities, the Gothard language, He said, I was against my authorities, and so now I'm all right, and so on. But, the tempest, master, the tempest is raging, and the tempest and the emotional, and so, but what about down the line, Thea? That's what I would like to see. And I don't know, he expects to have revival, and there's so many things that he expects, but anyway, it's not the preaching like of Tom Williams, who preaches the Word of God in the Bible and preaching the Word. See, it's not based upon the Word. It's not like Dr. Joseph Stoll as he preaches the Word of God, and gets our hearts in tune for the Lord. It's a different approach completely. It's just talking about, you got to do this, and you got to do this, and make things right. But without the Word, see, it's a sort of a nebulous thing.
So many.
It's almost Madison Avenue.
And other pressurized. Getting away from Bible courses and getting into counseling and getting
psychological. That's right.
Getting psychiatric.
Interpersonal relations rather than the transactional theology with his foot said. Well, that's too long. I don't know even how I got off on that. There's something about the Pharisees.
People being gullible.
Oh, the gullible people. The hoipolo. Okay. Thank you. All right. What verse now?
I think we're on 14.
Let's spread wings. Whose is it, Bill?
John 12:14. Helbon de hoitus. Onarion. Ekatisen ep auto. Kathos esti gegramenon. John.
All right.
But Jesus,
having found, held on from Herisko, is the aorist.
Having found, what is that? Onarion.
An ass or a donkey.
Okay. An ass.
A cathedra to sit upon. You see, this anarion is a young as a, the yon ending is the diminutive, see, so it's a little young, small.
Set upon it.
Kathos esten gegramenos grapho, perfect passive participle, as it is written. See, it stands written. It has been written and still is written. See.
What is kathos?
According as it is written. See. According. In accordance, right. See. Like kata, in accordance with.
Okay, as it's written. Okay. That's it.
Okay, as it's written. Now that beautiful, perfect passage, that is, has been written and still stands today, written, preserved by God in the Old Testament text. All right, Ruth?
12:15. Me fabu sugater sion edu ha basileus su erketai kathemenos epi polon anu John.
All right.
Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting upon the foal of an ass.
All right. That's 15, wasn't it? And that Fabu is the present imperative, and so the negative would mean what? They were about.
That they were fearing.
That's right. So stop fearing. All right. They do second aorist to middle imperative of Adon, and Erketai, of course, is a regular one. All right. Bill? 16?
12:16. Tauta de uk egnosan hoi matetai autu to proton al hote edoxaste ha Jesus tote emnestesan hoti tauta ein epauto gegramena kai tauta epoisan auto.
But his disciples
Uke gnosan, gnosko,
okay, did not, were not understanding,
Or did not know tauta,
these things,
to proton,
the,
at first,
but Jesus,
hakte, when,
Jesus, that's something like glorified.
That's right. Was glorified, huh?
Was glorified. What that verb is there?
From Mimnesco. They remembered. Then they remembered. Then they but remember.
Okay. Then they remembered that these things were written of him, and these things.
Notice they were written, and have been written, and they are stand written. Gegramena. Perfection again.
These things were made by him?
And these things were done to him, you see. To him. These things were done to him. That they had the ass and the colt. All right. 16 or 17, Ruth.
John 12:17. Emarture un haoklos haon met autu hote ton lazaron efolisen ectu nemeu.
All right.
Then the crowd which was with him were witnessing that Lazarus, that he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him.
Well, not necessarily that, but hotet. See, when probably.
No.
See, they were testifying when. Yeah, he called him, right.
From the tomb and raised him from the dead.
Okay. That was 17, and Marture, the imperfect, they were witnessed, Martureo. On is the present of Amy. F. 27 is the first heirs of Poneo, and Egeren, the heirs of Egero. Egero. All right, the 18, Bill.
John 12:18. Diatuta, kai hubentesen auto haaklos, hati ekuse, tuta auton, epoe kenai, ta semeon.
The crowd threw
this?
Yeah, because of this. The deal with the accuser was an account of or because of.
Okay, because of this, the crowd, who painted this?
Met
him in order they might hear.
There's a hupantao.
Things.
They might hear this. This sign, you see, this sign of this miracle, which he had done, you see. See, it's this pepoi kenai, which is your perfect participle. Maybe, which if you wouldn't mind, please, I apologize for that. Apparently, everybody else is stone deaf upstairs or can't hear. Collecting this place. Okay. Pepoi kenai, see, is the infinitive, and of course, Alton the accusative, which is like the subject of the infinitive, right? Although it doesn't have a subject. So, in order that they might hear this tosseimeon, see, this miracle, which he did, see, which he had done, I guess you might say, because it's imperfect. Perfect of Poyao. Okay, any other comments or questions on that one? Perfect active inventive Poyao. Alright, next verse.
Please. John 12:19. Hoi un Pharisaioi epon pros theotus theorete hote uk ophelete uden ide ha kosmos apisto autu apelthen.
I might say hupentesen. You asked what that bill is. The heiress of hupantao. Hupantao. All right, Ruth, right ahead on that, please.
Then the Pharisees said to one another, "Ye see that ye are profiting nothing. Behold, the world is gone away behind him."
Okay, gone away behind him, right after him. All right. Theorete, in present active imperative, theoreo, or the present indicative, this is indicative, ophelete, present of ophelo, ide, aorist of Adon, and apelthen, aorist of aperkma. The whole world was falling. 20, Bill, please.
John 12:20. Eson de tenes helenes, ecton anabinanton, hena pros curesosin, ente helte. John?
All right.
But there were
a son
Greeks
tennis certain
Greeks
of those having gone up.
Okay.
See, on a minonto.
Having gone up.
I guess who were going up is present active of Anabino. We're going up. See, that's 20?
Yeah.
In other words, those who were going up, in other words, to the feast, understood. In a proskunesosin. In order to worship, see, that they might worship in the feast, or at the feast.
In the feast.
See. All right, so Aeson, of course, imperfect of Ami, Anabinonton is the present of principle of Anabino, and proskunesis in air subjunctive of proskuneo. All right, Ruth, and the last one, please.
12:21. Hutoi un proselton Philippo to apo besaida teis Galileas, kai eroton auton legotas curia telemon to isun idein.
Then came toward Philip of Bethesda of Galilee and were were asking him, saying...
Bethesda, Bethsaida. Yeah, right, Bethsaida, a little bit different.
Right. Uh-huh. Of Galilee, and were asking him, saying, Lord, we wish to see Jesus.
That's right, so we wish Jesus to see. That's interesting, that the accusative first before the infant, imperfect metatau, legon test, present participle, element, present of fellow, and it and heirs of infinity. So these Greeks had some sense, didn't they? They wanted to see him, even though the others were trying to put him and Lazarus both to death. All right, any other comments, questions on that? I will take next week then, John, our fifth week, John 12:22 through 13:1. Now let's see, for Dana and Maddie, yep. A few minutes to take a look at that. That's tonight, page 205 to 211, I guess it's 205 to 11. The pluperfect tense. In our English one, of course, they had gone, or they had been, or he had done such and such. The intensive and the consummated pluperfect. First, the intensive pluperfect. It's just the perfect indicative of the past time. For this pluperfect, we saw the emphasis on that which had been done. So two men stood by them. Acts 1:10 as a device for construing something in the past. Stress is laid upon the reality of the fact, intensive, which enables it to be presented with more force than in the aorist. In other words, these two men stood, yes, but they had stood and they were standing, and they passed actions of getting up there and standing, coming down from heaven, you see, in this case, the angels. And that's a more intensive present than just, or rather intensive past than just simple past like the aorist. They stood. So that's the what they're saying in that. Intensive pluperfect. The consummated pluperfect as a process completed in past time at some point indicated by the context. For instance, John 9:22, for the Jews had already agreed, suna tethenta, and the epsilon iota is a telltale of the pluperfect. They had agreed in the past time, and they now finally came to the point where they were going to do something about it. They had agreed, and now the action of the agreement has taken to the form of an active rebellion, an outward sign of this inward rebellion. All right, any other questions or comments on the pluperfect? Similar to the perfect, only it's the past of that had gone instead of have gone. All right, the interpretation of tense, page 206. As we say, that's the basal function of the tense, the relation to the context, the syllabus, the verbal idea. These are the areas of meaning and time. The first is the tense function. The let not sin reign, baleoepto, that's the function. The second, as the contextual relationship, he's discussing the obligation of the believer to practice pure conduct. And then the third thing, harmonizing with the significance of the verbal idea. So the time is construed on the basis of its function, relation to context, and then the significance of the verbal idea. Those 3 points on what tense is. Let not sin go on reigning, in other words, in your mortal body, the final outcome of that. So it's important that we know what type of tense we have. Notice on the first small print paragraph, if Paul wanted to say, do not let sin ever reign in your mortal body, you would normally have used the aorist subjunctive. Prohibition may basileuse, stop letting it, hadn't even begun yet. No, not stop it, don't begin to let sin reign in your mortal bodies. He hadn't begun yet, but here he said stop it because it was an action already taking place. So these intenses are very important in interpretation of many passages. All right, he said judgment of tense is one of the realms in which the gravest errors have occurred in the translation and interpretation of the New Testament. Wiener is unquestionably just in bringing charge that at this point New Testament grammarians and expositors have been guilty of the greatest mistakes. Well, I tell you, tense is not easy. If you see all the different types of tense, how the little fine points and so on, it's hard to be really solidly dogmatic on any of these. Well, you've got to get a feel for it and a flavor of it. You can give a translation, that's fine. And you can substantiate it in some way, well, then you're within the ballpark of accuracy, which is all we can do. Any other questions on these tenses before we go on then to the infinitive essence? All right, the infinitive, we say to do this or to do that, to go there or to go here. We usually indicate it with the word to in English. The Greek epsilon iota nun, ain, in the present usually, and various other indications in addition to that. The origin and nature of the Greek infinitive, it's a verbal noun and not a mood. See, it's a verbal noun. It partakes of a verb, and yet it partakes of a noun. So we're going to see the verbal uses and the nominal uses as a noun as well. The history of the Greek infinitive, paragraph 189, page 209, shows that it was a noun in its origin. So it used to be a noun, and it changed into a verb later on. At least that's what these grammarians are feeling, if you think about it. They quote Goodwin and Robertson and so on. On the top of page 210, a nominative or accusative relation. The dative is used as a nominative accusative relation. So this sort of developed from a noun in these different cases. And the beginning of voice and tense in the infinitive must be considered a prehistoric period of the Greek language. The voice of the infinitive is not found in Sanskrit, as it is found in Homer. Consequently, must have been after the origin of the Greek as a distinct language, that the infinitive assumed voice distinction, that is passive, middle, or active voice. So this is more or less the history of verbal noun, and it's one of the most interesting histories in the history of the language, primitive Greek infinitive, Homeric infinitive, the different ones, the Attic, that have reached the zenith of its development. So it does have a development. But notice top of 211, the final summation of a table, like as a noun, and this is good, I think, to see in columns, as we can understand, as a noun, it has case relations. It is accompanied by a preposition as a noun. As a noun, it is used as a subject. As a noun, it is used as an object. As a noun, it modifies other words. As a noun, it takes the article. As a noun, it is qualified by adjectives. Those are characteristics. But as a verb, it has voice. As a verb, it has tense. As a verb, it takes an object. As a verb, it's qualified by adverbs. So it's still a verbal noun, even to this day. That brings us to 211. That's where we close for tonight, which wasn't too many. So we'll continue on the infinitive next week. Any comments or questions yet, if you have? All right, if not, we're going to be closing the word of prayer as we close our lesson.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity and privilege to be here again to study thy word and thy language. And Father, I just pray as we go through this week ahead of us that you'd give us an understanding of this language as we study it on our own, and that you'd bind the truths that we learn to our hearts and help us to be doers of the word. And we have a fruitful week for you this week, yes, Lord, and be good stewards of the time and gifts and talents that you've given us, and help us to be involved in our own local churches, Lord, to serve you and strive to win people to Christ this week. Thank you for our teacher and for Ruth and for Brother Larson. Just pray that you'd bless him and bring him back to us now. And just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Yeah.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Keep up your good work. Go ahead.